Hot inflation upsets the overnight futures markets for the major stock indexes. I'm Rich Poss from Critical Point, 8:57 a.m. Eastern Time, April 10th. Okay, the March CPI report came out here at 8:30 Eastern Time a.m., and it came in at 3.5% when the Dow Jones pollsters had 3.4%. They were looking for a 0.3% gain on the month, and it came in at 0.4%. The core CPI accelerated 0.4% on a monthly basis, while rising 3.8% from a year ago, compared to the pollsters' estimates of 0.3% and 3.7% on an annual basis. The stock market took a nosedive. The Dow Jones futures rolled down over 500 points. It looks like we could have maybe a 100-point down day in the S&P 500 futures. If you're not a subscriber, you should be, because we can help explain the time frames when we might get bad news, such as we got the moment here. But you need to put that into a more long-term perspective of where it's going relative to economic growth. And the modeling has been correct since 2020 for that economic growth. We have a roadmap and a plan for this decade. We're breaking it down almost year by year and do have a roadmap for this year of where the market's going. When should we look out for the next bad news, as well as when should we expect good news? And then, of course, this translates to when a trend's up, when a trend's down, what kind of objectives. And in a minute here, I'm going to send out another audio update to subscribers of what they might consider for potential downside targets today to bottom this out. Now, next thing is, what are we thinking over the next few months? Is this report severe enough to cause problems of a downward market over the next few months, or is it going to recover, and how soon will it take if it's going to record highs? So we will be filling in everyone in and adjusting according to this data. But right at the moment, on a long-term basis, the model is running really well. And the economy, of course, is doing very well. But we now have this fear, and this is what this is just fear, of interest rates versus the inflation and what the Federal Reserve's doing. Plus, there's been some geopolitical concerns and higher energy prices. Any rate, yes, a little hotter expected. And by the way, our modeling had said expect higher inflation into summer. We said that a few months ago, started warning of it late last year even. And so we're seeing that. It's on track. And really, there's nothing shocking here in terms of our modeling. It's running a little hotter than we would have liked to see, and that's why the market's responding too. But keep in mind, they were looking for 3.4% versus today's 3.5% report. So at any rate, get on board. Go to criticalpoint.podbean.com. I'm sorry, criticalpoint.podbean.com. And that's where you can find free and locked up videos and audios. And there's places on individual video audios, as well as a page to sign up. And you can also go to criticalpointpod.com. That is just the home site for general information on myself and this modeling. There's a blog there. And then on the blog, there's actually a little window that shows the latest videos and audios available. And there's also a sign-up page. We get on board here. This is going to be a fantastic journey up and down and all over the place for this year as well as for this decade. And we do believe we're in the raving 1990s. We believe we're in the roaring 1920s. But to date, right today, yes, we got negative news within a timely manner. And we've already got a roadmap of how to deal and work with that. And how does this all fit into the bigger picture to make money and manage risk and stay in line with the markets? Past results and on the same indicative futures results, but get on board. Thank you.